With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A major announcement from President-elect Donald Trump concerning the U.S. economy.
I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum.
The president-elect speaking from Palm Beach, Florida. The Japanese technology group SoftBank makes investments in a variety of companies that it groups together in a series of vision funds. Economists have their eyes set on the Federal Reserve meeting this week.
Americans waiting on lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other loans may be disappointed by this Wednesday's announcement from Federal Reserve policymakers. The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. The last few economic reports indicate that inflation has dropped, but remains stubbornly above the 2% target rate. Economists and Wall Street now predict policymakers will signal fewer rate cuts in 2025 and a more gradual pace than was previously expected. David Wilcox, a former senior Fed official and an economist with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says we're on the cusp of a transition to them not cutting every meeting. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, on Saturday, a tornado touched down in Scotts Valley, California, causing damage and several injuries. National Weather Service forecaster Dalton Barringer says tornadoes are rare in California, but not unheard of.
We deal with these types of storms that are rotating offshore quite a bit that may produce waterspouts over the ocean, and they move onshore. It's rare, but we see it at least a few times a year.
That ice storm beginning Friday caused treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska. More than 33 inches of snow reported in Orchard Park, New York. On Wall Street, stocks mixed, the Dow dropping 3 points, the NASDAQ composite up 163. This is SRN News. Will you be attending church this month? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The old saying is that Christmas brings folks to worship who you don't see all year long, but according to a new poll from Lifeway Research, that's not necessarily true. 47% of adults say they do plan to show up at church sometime during the Christmas season, but 48% say they will not. However, the Lifeway poll also reveals that more than half of those people who don't plan to attend church would do so if a friend invited them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Indiana officials preparing to execute the state's first death row inmate in 15 years, Joseph Kilcoyne, convicted in 1999 of the fatal shootings of his brother and three other men. If Kilcoyne is put to death, as scheduled Wednesday, it will be the state's first execution since 2009. The government has released more details about a turbulent flight in 2022.
Federal regulators now say a Hawaiian Airlines flight crew's decision to fly over a hazardous storm cell instead of deviating around it was the probable cause for hitting severe turbulence that injured at least 20 people. The NTSB says one crew member said it reminded him of a, quote, volcanic explosion. On that flight from Phoenix to Honolulu, several people on board suffered serious injuries when they were violently thrown about the cabin. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.